We had this week the incident of Kairach, the tragic story about Kairach comes along and challenges the authority of Moshe and ultimately becomes a Kairach Baker entirely and really sets the whole Machlokes rolling for Klal Yisrael with devastating effect. And the question is, what exactly happened here? Klal Yisrael goes along, comes out of Mitzrayim, they start off in Mitzrayim, they're totally down and out. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along, he brings them from the beginning, from nothing, from really being complete and total slaves, well beyond anything we can imagine, and brings them up into being an Umah Shleima. He takes them out of Mitzrayim, takes them through the Yam Suf, he takes them to Har Sinai, they get the Torah, they see Moshe bringing down the Torah, they witness all that. And then Kairach comes along and says, who do you think you are? Madut Asnasu El Kal Hashem, who do you think you are to be in charge? He comes along and people listen to him. It sounds like an astonishing thing. Somebody did so much for Klal Yisrael. Someone did such amazing things, performed such nisim. And someone comes along and says, oh, what's the big deal? Who do you think you are anyways? We're all Kaddish. We're all special. Who do you think you are? How do you come along and say you're in charge? Now, he had the evidence backing him up. It wasn't a person coming along and just giving a good speech one time and trying to convince people. He had a whole history of what he did for Klal Yisrael. And yet, Kairach had a remarkable effect on Klal Yisrael to convince them to come over to his side. So how does that work? So perhaps the answer to this may lie in going back a bit, backtracking. In Parashat Shlach, we have Klal Yisrael going, sending forth Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael. They come back, and we have Pesukim there where Kalev gets up and tries to make a stand to make sure the effect of the Meraglim shouldn't take hold on Klal Yisrael. He says, the Pesuk says, V'yaz Kalevus Al Moshe. Very funny words, very cryptic. Moshe goes, he says, V'yaz Kalevus Al Moshe. He quiets down the in regard to Moshe. Now, what did Moshe have to do with this? Rashi says, Pshat, offers one Pshat. Mesh Chachma suggests a different Pshat. He says, the idea they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael was something which was completely counterintuitive. They completely wiped Mitzrayim off the map, and now they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. It made no sense. He says, but going back a parasha earlier, Eldad made that a Misnave. Eldad made it come along and say, Moshe meis Yeshua Machris. And all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael goes into panic. They say, look, we made it out of Mitzrayim. We had tremendous Moshe, but that was all Bishchus Moshe. We had a manig, we had a Rebbe, we had a leader who could go ahead and do Moshe. Without him, we're finished. Moshe meis Yeshua Machris, that's it. We can't get into Eretz Yisrael. Send the Meraglim, send this, send that. We have to go back to resort to normal methods. We can no longer count on Nisim. That was their train of thought. So, Vayas Kalevus Amal Moshe, Kalev comes along and says, Genug Shalim with Moshe, it's enough. Stop saying Moshe, Moshe, because Fakert. Mesh Chachma says they made a basic mistake here in thinking the power of the Manhigim alone drives Klal Yisrael. It's on the contrary. The power of the Manhigim stems from the power of Klal Yisrael themselves. G'dulosai Tali Bechem. The fact is that as long as Klal Yisrael is functioning properly, that in itself gives power to the G'dayim to do what they have to do and to lead us. But if Klal Yisrael is not functioning properly, we won't be able to get anywhere. Kalev goes on to say, If he wants us, if we find favor, if we do the right thing, we'll make it into Eretz Yisrael. Don't worry about Moshe so much. If we do the right thing, the power of every Yachid will make it into Klal Yisrael. We'll make it into Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Mesh Chachma leaves off. But perhaps, to take the Mesh Chachma a step further, and perhaps Klal Yisrael went a bit to the other extreme, a bit of whiplash here. If we're going to go ahead and tell Klal Yisrael, you should know, forget the Manhigim. It's the power of each Yachid is what counts. The Manhigim are not what makes Klal Yisrael tick. So then, each one of us is special. Each one of us is unique. Each one of us has the power. We can do it ourselves. We don't need the Manhigim. If you go to the other extreme, it's also disastrous. The bottom line is, Klal Yisrael needs both components. You have an engine and you have a steering wheel in the car. You need the power to push, but you need the Kayach to steer as well, to guide you in the right direction. Without either one of the two, we have two incidents back to back here to show you what happens. If you're missing one or the other, what can happen? A person has to realize, as much as everything depends on each person individually, a person has to have his own sense of a chrayis to push forward. The Hanhaga always has to be guided by the G'dayim, but the Kayach to push has to come from within.